the unchangeables of motherhood. And let's just pray and jump right into this. Father, we just, this morning, God, we want to just pray that you would speak through me to the ladies in our congregation, to the mothers, that you would encourage them and strengthen them, or the things you put on my heart, God, that you would be able to communicate them clearly to each mom here this morning. And Lord, just pray your blessing and your grace over them, and just commit this time to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go to Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2. Then we're going to go to 1 Timothy, then the Proverbs 31. And this is the first time, I think, that I've ever preached a Mother's Day message out of Proverbs. The last few years, I've been looking at Moses and his mom and trusting in God and those things. And so what chapter is most famous for wives and mothers is Proverbs 31, right? But this is my first go at it, if you will. So whatever your preconceived ideas, put them off to the side and hear my ideas, I guess, and or God's ideas through me, and be encouraged. Titus chapter 2, verse 1. But as for you, speak for things which are proper for sound doctrine, that the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith and love and patience. Verse 3. The older women, likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. We see a couple things here. One is to love your children, and two, be housemakers. Now, this does not mean that women are necessarily called to be contractors, to begin building houses. So flip over to 1 Timothy, as we will see a definition of what a housemaker is. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 14. That you keep this commandment without spot, blameless, until the Lord Jesus Christ appears. That is not it. 5. Oh, I said 6, didn't I? 5:14. 6:14 was good. You can think about that later this week. 5:14, yes. Therefore, I desire that younger widows marry, bear children, manage the house. Manage the house. That's the definition of what a house maker is. Now let's go to Proverbs 31. So we've seen some instructions to ladies and to mothers in the practical sense to train up younger women to love their husbands, to love their children, and gave some examples there of what that looks like. And including into that was being a homemaker. And in 1 Timothy chapter 5 tells us that to manage the house, managing the house. And that is obviously a role. I would say it's one of the unchangeables of motherhood, managing your home. Now, there are things about motherhood that does change and has changed over time. And we will see part of that as we look at Proverbs 31. But there are many things that you do differently today as a mother than your mom did, or your grandma, or your great-great-grandma. In other words, back in the day, they would ride a camel or a donkey taking their kids to soccer practice. Nowadays, we load them all up in a minivan, and we drive them there. Back in the day, they had this, a tub with this metal thing they stuck in there. And they would fill it up with warm water and some soap, and they would take their clothes and they would get them in there, and then they would do this. Some of you may have seen that, like on the History Channel. I'm being gracious to everybody here. I don't remember those. Yeah, I think I saw it on TV. But they did laundry like this, and it took all day long. But now there's this great invention. It's like this rectangle square cube thing, and you just like throw all your clothes in there, and you press a button, and they come out clean. And then you throw them in another one, and they come out dry, and you have all this extra free time. So there are changeables about motherhood. Back in the day, maybe you would walk for miles to get water, so you could make, food for your family, boil the spaghetti noodles. Well, now they have this thing, you just turn this little thing and the water shoots out and this faucet looking thing, and you go over to a stove that doesn't have a fire, underneath it, like, with real wood. It's like electric or gas, and so things change, the process changes, traditions change. But there are some unchangeables about motherhood that is true for mothers of the Bible, true for mothers of today, true for mothers if the Lord tarries for, another 100 years. Though things will be different. Technology is changing. It used to be, if you remember those days where you pick up a phone and you would dial in your pizza order. Well, now you don't do that. You just, text it in or Facebook it, get online and you order your pizza that way. So things change, right? We don't do things always the way that everybody's always done it. Before, you would have a huge garden that you would grow all of your food. You would have a cow or a goat so you could get some milk, and then you would have some other cattle that you would kill for your meat. And all this was in your backyard. I have about 10 things that go through my mind right now, but I'm not going to say anything. Nowadays, nowadays you just go to, Hy-Vee, you go to the grocery store, and you walk through the aisles and you gather stuff. I mean, some people have gardens today or whatever, but it doesn't satisfy your whole family. You don't have, cows out there and all those things. So things change. And moms, I want to encourage you this morning that it's okay that you do things different. It's okay. There are some things that unfortunately we get our value by looking at how somebody else does something and we say, oh, I have to do it that way. Now, maybe there's some practical things about that makes sense. Let's keep our milk in the fridge instead of in the garage. I mean, there's some practical things that it would make sense, but there's also then some bondage that can come with that. Because, to be a good Christian woman, you need to do things like this. And that's not the case in the things that are changeable. But in the unchangeables, it is the case. In Proverbs chapter 31, if we start with verse 10, verse 10 through the end of the chapter is the close, obviously, of this book of Proverbs, which is a book about wisdom. And these verses are actually a poem where the first word in each verse is the chronological order of the Hebrew alphabet. It's an acrostic. So if you were as a young boy learning, doing Hebrew and you memorized this poem, it'd be easy to remember because like in English, it would start with A and then B, then C, then D. So this is a poem that they would read around the dinner table in the Jewish family. This was a poem that they would read a lot. And so as we look at this is really a poem of quote unquote lady wisdom. Lady wisdom. This is about wisdom being revealed in the form of this woman, this wife and mother that's described in this poem. Now, wisdom is described as a female throughout the book of Proverbs. Seek after her with all that you have, pursue her. And it's contrasted to the adulterous woman, to the unjust woman, to the perverse woman that we read in Proverbs. And so we get to the end of the book, the end of Proverbs, and the writer is going to tell us this poem describing this woman. Now, it is not the ideal wife. It's not what this is describing because there's many parts of the role of a wife that's not there. There's no romance here. We would go to Song of Songs for that, where we would see the romantic part of a marriage and some of these things. So this is a poem representing wisdom in that role of a female and what she does. So it does apply to the men, just like many times and throughout the scripture, women have to try to get their mind wrapped around some male language to try to understand it. You know, like we were all sons of God, and well, I'm not a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. Okay, well, yes, you are, absolutely. And so when we get to this, it does describe, you know, the role and the practical sense of what I believe are some unchangeables about motherhood, and that is the responsibility that you hold as a mother. Whether it's a biological child or a foster care or it's an adoption, you become a mother, and like it or not, that is now your responsibility. That is what you have, and that, you know, you didn't pick your children necessarily. I mean, unless you adopted or did foster care, but through biological, you know, God picked them for you, and we look at them, and I know we can't say this publicly, but sometimes we're like, really? Did I have this one? Come on, God. And everybody's like, oh. You know, all the moms are like, I would never say that about my beautiful baby. Until they do something wrong, and then you look at your husband and say, did you see what your child did, right? But you have a responsibility, and part of the unchangeable responsibility you have as a mother is to manage your household. Is to manage your household. And in Proverbs 31, I have this on your sheet, there's four areas that if you were to take time to study this out, you will see four areas that Lady Wisdom excels in. It is like the ideal world. This lady in Proverbs 31 is a wealthy woman. She has servants, but she gets up and serves her servants. She is a lady that has a lot of influence. So in the ideal world, to have the ideal wisdom to walk in, this is what you would see. She does well in her home life. She does well with charity or in the marketplace, not in a place of business, but in the market, about how she does business. This would be the shopping. And then also, she does do well in business. So let's read through this, verse 10 through 31. Familiar verses, I'm sure, for all the ladies here this morning. But then we're going to just look at a couple of what I want to give to you this morning is the underlying foundation of how to fulfill the responsibility of motherhood that God has given to you. One simple thing this morning I want to share with you after we look at these verses. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it from the profits. She plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hand to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her husband, for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself, her clothing in fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over her ways, the ways of her household, and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. In verse 30, charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Now, keep your finger there. Flip back to Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. Again, Proverbs is a book about wisdom. And in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7, we see a definition of what the fear of the Lord is, and there's many of them throughout Proverbs. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now go to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. So we see that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and fools despise wisdom. So there's wisdom and part of that. And Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 10 states, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. This woman, this lady of wisdom, if you will, walks in the fear of the Lord. She walks in the reality of the sovereignty of who God is. The fear of the Lord is not that I'm scared of God, but respect is such a bad term to use. Reverence, those terms are very insufficient to describe what the fear of the Lord is. The fear of the Lord is understanding that God is God and I am not. And because of his sovereignty, because of who he is, that I'm going to trust him in every area of my life. And I'm going to live in the fear of the Lord. And even in the New Testament, we're told to have the terror of God, to have the fear of God in our life. The fear of God is a good thing. And this woman that is described here, this mother that excels in all these four areas of her responsibility, does very well. And she does very well because of the fear of God that she has, because she walks in wisdom, because she walks in knowledge. And a few weeks ago when Pastor Bobby was here, he defined wisdom as the ability to see things the way God sees them. The ability to see things the way that God sees them is wisdom. And so to the moms this morning, you have a God-given role, position, and responsibility that God has instructed and laid out and designed when he brought Eve to Adam. And we cannot fulfill our God-given role, whatever it might be, and in this case, mothers, we cannot fulfill that outside of the will of God, outside of godly wisdom. So this morning, there's probably some moms here this morning that feel overwhelmed. There's probably some moms here that feel like I'm never going to get caught up with all the stuff that has to get done. There's probably some moms here this morning that feel inadequate. There's probably some moms here today that feel like you've done a horrible job. But I'm here to tell you that the way that you can do a great job, the way that you can excel as a woman and as a mother, is to walk in the wisdom of God. Because he has positioned you and given to you a blessing of children, and he has put that responsibility on your shoulders because he knows that through him, he is able to do that. He is able to allow you to fulfill your God-given responsibilities. Regardless of what the past has been, regardless of what your to-do list looks like today, God says, I will give to you wisdom that will allow you to excel as this lady of wisdom does in Proverbs 31, that you will be able to fulfill the role of managing your household very well. Now, the way that you manage it might be different than the way that your neighbor manages their house. It may be different than the way that your parents manage their house in those changeable things. I don't think any lady here today or this week is going to get on a merchant ship and travel a far distance to gather food. It's just not going to happen, I don't think. You're going to get into your minivan, or you're going to call up your husband, or you're going to drive through a drive-thru somewhere, and you're going to say, give me some food. You know, I got to feed my family tonight. You know, things are going to change, but the responsibility of making sure that people are fed in your house is one of those unchangeables. Now, within your family structure, things are going to be different, and you know, the age of your children, what they're able to do or not to do, is going to even change that. But this morning, I want to encourage the moms to pursue the wisdom of God. Pursue the wisdom of God in the God-given role that he has given to you. And as you pursue the wisdom of God, he will reveal that to you, and you will find yourself excelling in every area of motherhood. And that goes for the guys, too. And not that you're going to excel in motherhood, but that you're going to excel in what God has for you. No matter what it is, we need to know the mind of Christ, amen, in order for us to fulfill what God has for us. So this morning, I want to talk about the reward. What are the rewards of walking in the fear of the Lord? What are the rewards of walking in wisdom? I read this quote this week as I was studying this out. I put it on your sheet. I'm going to let you fill in the blank here. It says that her value, this value of this woman described in Proverbs 31, her value comes from her character of godly wisdom. her value comes from her character of godly wisdom. Verse 30, Proverbs 31, charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Her value doesn't come from how well she cooks breakfast or how much laundry she gets done in a day. That's not her value. Her value comes from the wisdom that God gives to her. And in our society and in our world that we live based upon performance, many times even in the church, value has been thwarted based only upon performance. So the moms this morning want to encourage you that your value doesn't come by what you do, but because of the value of who you are and the responsibility that God has given to you and the wisdom that he equips you with, then obviously you're going to do things. You're going to do things and you're going to do them well. And you're going to excel and you're going to take care of your family. You're going to provide for them. It says that the woman here in verse 21, that she is not afraid of snow for her household. Why? Because all her household is clothed with scarlet or is clothed with double garments. In other words, she has fashioned, she has made, she has bought, she has traded for, she has worked to get a coat that has one of those fluffy, inner linings to keep you warm during the winter. She's able to manage her household well. She's prepared for the storms that's going to come. Why? Because she walked in wisdom and she planned and prepared. And Proverbs, all these verses here that I've written down for you are verses that explain for us in these few verses about the rewards that God gives to us. In chapter 31, verse 10 and 11, we read that who can find a virtuous woman or a virtuous wife, which really means a woman of valor. And the men know what that means because we've studied that out with valiant men. That a woman of valor, who can find her? She is worth far more than rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, and she will have no lack of gain. You see, the woman that walks in wisdom will not have any lack. She will have gain. She will have growth and prosperity. She will have those things. She will have an abundance because she walks in wisdom. This is no different than what God has told us in Psalms chapter 1 and in different places where we're told to pursue the law of God, right? And then we will bear fruit in due season. We will not be fruitless in our lives. And so this is a principle that really is fit for all of us, but it applies to mothers this morning in this chapter. So that one of the rewards to the moms, that if you're this morning, were to say, you know what, I'm going to begin to pursue wisdom and walk after wisdom. Not to say that you haven't already, but to say, God, I want your wisdom in order to fulfill these God-given responsibilities that you have given to me. One of those rewards that you will experience is your value will increase and your husband will trust in you. Your husband will safely trust in you. Your value and you will have great gain. In Proverbs 31, verse 16, we see another reward of walking in godly wisdom. She considers a field and buys it from the prophets. She plants a vineyard. She has wisdom. She has that wisdom allows her to know what to do with her profits. Again, we see gain. We see a harvest that takes place in her life. In verse 25, we see that she will have strength and honor. Strength and honor are her clothing. She will rejoice in the time to come. What is the reward of walking in wisdom? Strength and honor. What is the reward of walking in wisdom? A time of rejoicing, that there's going to be a party coming up because I'm walking in wisdom. God has given to me wisdom, and I'm fulfilling my God-given roles as a wife, as a mother, and I'm doing them well because I'm walking in the wisdom of God. I know the heart of God. I know his plan for today. I know what needs to get done on the to-do list for today. Our to-do list becomes so long and so big, we get overwhelmed that we end up throw them away, right? we just get so overwhelmed. Where do we start? Where do we begin? Wisdom will tell you and show you what needs to get done that day. You know what, a mom, sometimes on your to-do list, you have a ton of stuff that needs to get done. But sometimes wisdom would say, sit in the backyard with your son or your daughter and forget about the chore list. Sometimes wisdom would say that. Sometimes wisdom would say, you know what? We had this great big dinner planned, but it's just, it just doesn't fit for today because of schedules or whatever the unexpected called life that happens. Wisdom would say, let's do this instead. That's what it means to walk after the wisdom of God. In verse 28, 31, verse 28, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. It's easy to get praise from outside the home, isn't it? We come to church and people encourage us, whatever. We go to work, people, our neighbors, oh man. But at home, it's not very often that the children rise up and say, Mom, you are blessed. It's usually, Mom, why can't I do this? Am I right? I'm right. But one of the rewards, mothers, of walking in wisdom is your children will rise up and call you blessed. And aren't they the ones that really matter? Getting praise from those that God has put underneath your care, the one that God has entrusted you to lead and to guide. In verse 30, we've already read this. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but the woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. What's the reward of walking in wisdom? You'll be praised. Now let's go to Proverbs chapter 2. Then we're going to look at a couple more verses, and then we're going to pray over the moms this morning. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 10. Again, the rewards of wisdom. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you. Those verses are just so powerful. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you. How can you as a mother manage your household? You can do it with the wisdom of God, and then you'll gain discretion of knowing what to do in that moment when you got to make a decision. Knowing what's the best, sale to go get for the groceries or for clothes for your kids. Discretion, discernment, wisdom from the fear of the Lord in that pursuit. You can write these verses on your sheet. James chapter 3. James 3 verses 13 through 18. You can read these. They define godly wisdom. They define and actually contrast earthly wisdom from godly wisdom. See, when there's earthly wisdom, there's strife, there's anger, there's jealousy, there's contention, and sometimes that's what takes place in the home, isn't it? And I think it's because we're walking with earthly wisdom. But when parents, if we when we walk in godly wisdom, that strife is gone, that selfishness is gone. Doesn't mean you're not going to have some conflict, because that's called life, called having brothers and sisters and children and all those things. But it means there's going to be a peace in that home. And James is the New Testament Proverbs, right? I mean, that's what James is known for. And so it would make sense that James would also talk about wisdom. And the thing I want to encourage the moms with this morning is James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, which simply says, if you want wisdom, ask of God. Ask God for wisdom, and he will graciously give to you the wisdom. He wants to give you that wisdom, because he's given to you that responsibility. You have a call of God in your life to manage your household. And that's the unchangeable. How you do it will change with time and technology and all those things. We have many moms in today's culture are working moms. So they don't have time to do a lot of the stuff that maybe, your grandparents had time to do, because it's a different culture, it's a different time. So things change, but that doesn't remove the responsibility in managing the household. So how can I do that? How can I juggle my job and these kids and, all these things? How can I do that? It's a good question to ask the Lord, isn't it? Wisdom. God, how can I do this? And God will give you wisdom. And through that wisdom, you'll begin to fulfill those responsibilities and excel at them. I was talking to a single mom of two kids, not too long ago, and kind of unemployed, doing some self-employment stuff, and doing really well. And they had a conflict because they had a school meeting one night, and they had to do this job, like a subcontracting kind of job. And so, what do I do? Do I go to school with the kids and do this thing, or I really need this money, because if I do this job on this particular day, it'll pay for my kids' school supplies for next year, you know? So, and those are very difficult questions, aren't they? And it's easy for us to maybe just sit here and say, well, you need to go be with the kids, or no, you need to go get the job, you need whatever. But that wisdom, that discretion, God, you see my situation, you see my need. What do I need to do on this particular night in this particular moment? One question for everybody else that's not a mother here today. So the husbands, the children, what can you do? What can you do to help your mom or your wife excel in wisdom? What can you do to help your mom or your wife manage the household? I don't want to hear any of the husbands leaving here today. Honey, that was a good message today, wasn't it? Oh, yeah, you need to, yeah, no. Husbands, what can we do? There's probably something we could do. Don't ask your wife, because she will tell you. That may not be godly wisdom there. But seriously, what could you do to help your wife be successful in that God-given responsibility and that role and that position that God has given to them? The bottom of your sheet for the ladies, and only for the ladies, is a website, Proverbs31.org. If you've never been there, I would encourage you to go there. And I say only for the ladies, because I know by saying that all the men are going to go home and go Proverbs31.org, and they're going to see it. Daily devotionals, practical things from recipes to encouragement. It's a radio show also, and it's just a great ministry. If you need prayer, they all kinds of stuff there. It's a great resource for the ladies. I'd like for all the ladies to stand, all the moms to stand. We want to pray a blessing over the moms here today, and I trust that you've been encouraged with today's message and being reminded of, you know, your God-given role to manage the household that God has given to you, and that through His wisdom, He will give you the ability and the knowledge to know what to do. And as you begin to walk in those things, you'll begin to see the rewards that we've seen in Proverbs 31. And the Bible's full of other rewards that we'll see as well. Father, we pray a blessing over the moms of this congregation, Lord. We say thank you, thank you, thank you for them, for their hard work. Lord, I know many of their responsibilities that they do, it goes unnoticed. It's taken for granted by the husbands and by the children. And this morning, God, we want to honor them. So, Father, we pray a blessing over them. Lord, we pray a spiritual blessing. Lord, we pray for a renewal in their spirit out of a hunger for you and the pursuit of wisdom. Lord, to walk in discretion, to walk in discernment. Lord, to excel in all four of those areas of the house and in shopping and taking care of those things. Lord, Father, from reaching out to the needy and the charity work and any ministry they might have within this church or outside this church, Father, and even with their career and in the business place, Father God, we pray a blessing over them. God, give them favor and anointing, lead them and guide them as they pursue wisdom and they pursue you. Father, your word says to ask for wisdom, and when we ask for wisdom, you will give it to us. And so we ask for wisdom for the wives and for the mothers this morning. God, strengthen them, encourage them today, we ask. God, may this next year be a year of growth, or may it be a year of gain, Lord. May it be a year of profit for them in the area of relationships and even financially, and even in their walk with you, and just every area, Lord. May they grow and develop and be having just a blessed year this coming year. And Lord, for the rest of us, Lord, we do ask, what is it that we can do to help our wives, to help our mothers be successful in these God-given roles? Lord, give us wisdom. to know what we need to do in order to come alongside of them and encourage them and strengthen them. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.